Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. What up, Big Bang? What up, Baby J? This is another episode of Big Facts. We feeling good. What's up, family?
Hey.
Say something positive.
Sersky.
Yes, Sersky is what he said positive. What else we going to say positive?
Hey. Yeah.
What?
I was trying to, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, sorry. We get it. Okay. No, straight up. So we're going to jump straight into it. Make sure y'all fuck with us, www.bigfactspod.com. Man, we got some crazy, just positive, great shit about to happen that's going to happen very soon. So we appreciate y'all support.
Yeah, real big dog shit.
You know, what?
Real big dog shit. Yeah. Don't play with us.
That's
period.
Funny. Listen, Big Facts supporters, social media came to us. A question. Now, what happened to the people who were like in high school or back in the hood that was popular? Like, some of them was super popular. They ran shit in like middle school, high school, whatever, back in the day. And then, like, sometimes you run into them. Like, I was on my old side of town. You run into some of these people. And the reality is, and I say this humbly speaking because it keeps us motivated to keep going, like, some of them people look bad. They don't fell off, man.
A lot of them niggas started popping too early and they smoke dope now.
Whoa. Okay.
Real shit.
So you're saying they're...
On my side, anyway. On the west side.
Okay. Now, if life just got you, shit happened in life. You know what I'm saying? Some people say some people's first half of their life wasn't it, but their second half of their life is it. Some people think that. I don't believe that. I think your whole life could be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But some people just had a great first half of their life or a beginning, and then now it just ain't really the same. You know what I'm saying? It don't look the same. Like the most popular people, the captain of this, the that,
what you think about
the prom queens, the damn prom queens, man.
Shit be sad, man.
The prom queens.
I don't even like, on some real shit, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, cause it's almost like you can offend niggas by even talking about this shit.
Cause life can get you.
Cause you just take a ride through anywhere, just anywhere, and you see some people of our age or whatever, just like, and he's still doing the same shit we were doing when we was little boy.
To them, they're winning those, but to some of them, like.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but when you don't know nothing else, you don't know nothing else.
Yeah, you ain't been exposed.
Like, whatever you, like, if a good day happen, you balling. Like, if a niggas just so happen to have a good day, shit, we living it up for that day on the ground till the next good day. You get what I'm saying?
I ain't never thought about it like that, really.
Like, real shit. Like, this shit really just, like, some sad shit.
So you kind of saying in so many words, you think that some people just don't, I hate to say this, like, don't have no goal, no ambition. They just don't want more out of life. Like, they're content.
They ain't seen nothing.
But what if they see?
Like, bro, I'm like,
now, hold up,
I done been on both sides of the penny of this shit, bro.
But say, okay, when you say seeing something, what you mean by seeing something?
Like, nigga, being in the hood, like, it's some niggas that ain't seen Lennox.
Right.
I said this before, some niggas that ain't never seen
but
inside
we also
of no
say
restaurant
social media show you everything. So they
I'm
see it on
like,
social media.
Seeing on but social
seeing
media
it
and seeing
experiencing
it,
experiencing it.
You know what I'm saying?
In
some
person,
you got some niggas disconnected
thing.
Really from the social media just until they post. Like, they disconnected, they don't see nothing else. They just see what they looking for, what they see.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? What they yeah. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, man. I just, that shit crazy. I be trying to understand everything now.
Yeah.
That's my new shit. I'm trying to.
Because you're woke.
You woke.
Wide awoke. Like, especially though, I stay on this weed, man. Keep a backwood lit because.
Keep you aware.
It's like, it just keep your mind elevating to different shit. Like, weed the best shit ever. I promote that. I'm glad they making it legal in states and shit. But.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bruh, niggas is fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't funny. I don't think it's funny.
I'm not laughing because niggas are fucked up. I'm just laughing because the weed has provided Black with a new awakening, and he sees.
You know, I don't be woke every day though. See, that's the difference.
Yeah,
I ain't that one of them super woke that nigga like Rashman. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rashman, bro. I ain't woke. I'm just. Yeah. I'm starting to understand because I knew I take myself back to places when I was when I was super dumb. The way I used to look at shit, like. You get what I'm saying? I used to look at certain shit with the smallest brain. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think you was dumb. I think you just didn't.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
Not dumb.
Ignorant to the fact.
But guess what? A nigga, if you ain't feeding yourself nothing, bro, you ain't eating.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Your shit got to be, you got to feed that motherfucker with something like, and that Instagram shit definitely ain't feeding your brain shit.
Yeah, I agree.
You get what I'm saying? Because you just only looking at, it depends on what attracts you, like.
Yeah.
once you start seeing, okay, I really can win, that's all you're going to do. Mm. When you accepted life for whatever it gave you, then...
But what about situations where people can be around all the winners and they can have the motivation and this and that and it still don't click, click?
In their mind, they winning. I'm around it.
Oh, they don't want it for themselves.
Yeah, no, I'm winning to them.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell niggas, man, it's different levels to success, to different people. Everything, bro, when I have came to grow, reason why I say I'm woke. I'm gonna tell y'all.
We can't wait to hear.
I'm just seeing Bank with a kufi and a dashiki.
Nah, they ain't talking about that kind of woke.
I know.
Like Marlon Wayans on In Living Color.
Yeah, I'm talking shit. I'm talking shit.
I wear kufis every month, by the
way. See, the white man kufis is kufis designed. Shopping.
Look.
I'm listening.
See, you made me forget my point, man.
Damn, bitch. I'm sorry.
It was just funny, man. I just envisioned you.
You were saying because you're woke.
The weed. Made you woke.
Nah, that ain't what I was saying. I ain't saying I'm woke. Really, what I'm saying is I look at everything for what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, real shit, I look at it for what it is because you can't tell another person how to think.
Yeah, that's real.
Everything has their own meaning to everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we always be like, that shit, that might have been his honest opinion that this some real shit he did. It could be the fakest shit in the world to me. Mm-hmm.
But as your opinion.
You get what I'm saying? Like a nigga.
Perspective.
That's.
Exactly.
Might got a girl. Like every different shit make different people happy in life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a nigga we saying doing bad, fell off, he might be happy with that.
Yeah.
Facts.
Some niggas goddamn still have a good spirit and be happy. So success to some people ain't the same. Basically what I'm saying, like.
But shit.
Not even success. Yeah. Happiness or whatever.
But you know what I'm saying, Bank. We talking about the people that look bad. You know when somebody just look bad. Like, you got an old bra you used to fuck
with. Look bad and
with.
Feeling bad and all that. Y'all get what you're
you
saying?
You know what I'm saying? And they just look bad. They don't look healthy all the way. Not like physically, but you just like, man.
What happened?
Yeah, they ex looking bad. Yeah, like, what happened to you?
You trying to run away from that nigga. Like, I don't even want to dap you.
Right.
You got something on you. Like, somebody put something on you. Need to go
right,
see
that's what I'm saying. You.
Like, yeah.
That's so bad, you get in the car, you say a little prayer for him. Like, bro, I hope God.
And then you say a prayer for yourself. Right. Like, yeah, thank you, God, for not making me look like them or whatever the fuck they got going on or going through. Like, please help them. But please, I appreciate you for not allowing me to be there.
I'm going to keep at it. And I'm going to be grateful.
Oh, it's over with for him. Like, it's over with for
them. I'm going to be grateful. More grateful. I ain't complaining.
About
shit. I ain't
complaining
about shit. Like, fuck I'm complaining for.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That may be their reason, though.
What you mean?
They reason may be put here for certain people to get motivation off their head.
That's their
like,
purpose.
They might keep, be their purpose. Like,
to keep
bro,
us going.
Like, what? Like, it's a deity. It's a Orisha called mm-hmm. Babaluaye. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like Babaluaye was. I'm gonna give y'all a little something.
Yeah,
he was looked at as a bomb in his world.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? He was looked at as a wino or a drunk, but he heals the sick.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like when you go pray to Babaluaye for the sickness.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what type of purpose this Babaluaye might got.
That's real.
I don't know what. Like we gotta just start understanding life, bro. Everything that happens.
There's different perspectives.
And we gotta start understanding that these Babaluaye ass niggas are here for a reason.
Everybody here for a reason.
Because at the end of the day, you still doing some good. If you a nigga, especially if you one of them old dirt ass fuck nigga, if you motivating a player, you for a reason, sucker. You get what I'm saying?
You have found your divine purpose.
Yeah, this your destiny, fuck nigga, was to motivate this player.
To never be a fuck nigga ever
Facts.
Again.
He ain't got to be a Babaluaye to heal the sick. He could be a fuck dirt ass nigga like, okay, you going to hold your key, hold your nuts, you going to keep. Every day you going to wake up, something going to happen to you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a reverse effect.
Real
shit. Like, that's how this shit is. What you speak for other people is shit comfortable.
My grandma
you.
Used to always tell me that, like, you dig a ditch for somebody else, you're going to fall in it yourself.
You're going to lay in that motherfucker. Nah, but that real shit. But what happened to, well, I want to know, because I was just talking about nigga Rich Rich the other day. Like, what happened to all the girls who we need to be running trains on in the bathroom and shit?
All the old freaks.
I ain't never run out trains.
The old freaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, the freak girl, like, that's her, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to them? Where they at? Grown.
The prom queens and the.
Nah, they
man,
no
them hoes smoking dope too.
Like, what happened to them, bro? Now, some of these hoes successful. I seen one.
You know what? A lot of
some of these hoes don't beat that. Be their childhood. You got to think, because niggas had a fucked up childhood,
half,
too.
The half of the half of the life, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, the people that were popping, okay. Most niggas that was super, super popping, like, mm-hmm. either they, it's like the 1% of it. Mm-hmm. Like, 1% of them niggas might make it out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're spoiled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, coming through their childhood, they peak at high school. Like, coming through their childhood, they be the shit the whole time.
They thought it was going to be easy.
Yeah. You know,
this shit easy.
But the nigga have shit, nigga who had them dirt-ass shoes and all this
but
shit.
But I can't
hustling.
Agree with that, though, because I was one of those quote-unquote spoiled people, like, growing up.
I said it's
in the 1%
of people doing it. I ain't saying everybody. I'm saying it's like, it's more of them, like, didn't go the route. Like, even the smart kids in school, like, the real smart kids, like, you see them like, bro, hell no, you were too smart. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the nigga who was playing the basketball, the fires, like, them niggas sometimes don't make it to the league. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Like, it just, life just turned for you from your childhood. Like, all the niggas who I knew, like, them niggas were piss poor. Like, them folks used to pick up can. Mm-hmm. This nigga went and got some real money. Started opening up business, record labels, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, his mom with a candle, they were poor hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come from the hood, everybody was poor.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, like, some nigga was just po. Like, we finna got them, get I'm sneaking him food. Mm-hmm. Shit. It's like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some niggas like that, it'd be a different fight lid in them niggas.
Exactly.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Facts.
Like, all them niggas who was the shit, got them coming on criminal, everybody got a bike in y'all house. Like, it one bike in our house, some people. Mm-hmm. Or two bikes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody got a bike, the best skates. Like they took this shit. I don't know.
No, again, I'm telling you, them niggas thought it was easy. Life gonna be easy.
Yeah, that shit be
I'm in fifth
up.
Grade. I'm the king and queen of fifth grade. Life is easy.
That's why, even though we had paper like coming up, you know what I'm saying? My kids coming up, them mm-hmm. niggas, I used to got them. My baby boy, Kashaw, he started wanting them jeans and shit. Because around that time, the internet was up when he was like 15 and 13 mm-hmm. and shit. So mm-hmm. he just wanted to play the game and wear them jeans and shit. But
what jeans?
You know, like True Liz and all that shit.
True Liz and Red Monkeys and shit. All that shit.
But like Lil One, he mm-hmm. come from. You know what I'm saying? He come from the Young Bank. Like, fuck that. I ain't buying all that shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you thugging. So you see him, he gonna probably just steal now. I ain't gotta have that to be me. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, certain people, you can spoil your kids so much that they'll have to have certain shit to be them in life. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. when it's time for them to get it on their own and your well drop or whatever, it's like a letdown to the point of
almost
I supposed
severe
to be
devastation. Yeah.
I supposed to be giving this shit. You get what I'm saying? They always knew I had their back, but they knew it would be a quick no. Mm. Like, hell nah, for what? Mm. Just because you just seen another nigga with them? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get whatever you want, but not when I know you asking for this shit because you seen another nigga on some spoil shit. No. Mm. And it's semi, you got to semi-earn this shit. Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Like, I remember one time I took all this shit and gave it away for criminal.
Why you do that?
Huh?
Why you do that?
Just, you know, nigga doing all that bad shit. You know how
okay,
nigga be bad,
you.
For real bad. Like,
it was punishment.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
But you know how a nigga take it away and hide it and get, no, you finna see these folk playing with this shit. Old cribber. You finna be bad as a motherfucker.
That's funny.
But that shit teach a nigga a lesson. Like, bro, nigga, I don't give a fuck about your feelings or none of that. Mm.
Yeah.
Get this shit away, nigga. This shit, it don't mean shit to me, but it mean the world to you. Mm. You thought you finna goddamn be PlayStation or whatever was out. You know what I'm saying? Cause you gonna have all the, it's criminal. Mm. Go call, like, nigga, gave that shit away. Mm. Like, for real, some fuck shit. I know they still, like, they still remember that. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
But it be certain shit that you have to, cause I remember we ain't had that shit.
It was all right without it.
Like, I get my grandma raised us, like all us, me, my sisters, my brothers, like all us. Like, I give her, bro, if I could goddamn bring one person back and give away 500, I pick them 500 right now for her. You get what I'm saying? Mm. It's like, she did the most, like, to make us feel so special. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, we knew, but it's like, she gonna pull it off some kind of way. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it just give you certain shit in your life that you just, I don't know.
Gotta be grateful.
It's two ways, though. I feel like it's two ways. You could goddamn, you could either let that shit break you.
Or make you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It's two ways, because some niggas so broken behind goddamn.
What happened?
Yeah, my dad went to prison. How could you leave me to go to prison? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My mama goddamn, whatever she had going on, mm-hmm. I could look at, but she was young. Nigga gotta understand, These folks just had you at 15, 17. You get what I'm saying?
They was kids having kids.
You're not knowing that as a child. See, I know that as a grown man because I had kids as a kid. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was just different because I want, you know what I'm saying? But niggas will hold that shit, hold certain shit on their heart so long that it'll break your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a nigga in the hood right now walking around mad at somebody else about his life.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I would be this if this. You finna carry that story forever?
Yeah. Baggage.
Right.
This is baggage.
I would be this if this.
Yeah.
That didn't work. Okay, what's the next move?
Right.
Neither your story should be. When that happened, they tried to stop me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? They thought, goddamn, when Blase Squazze went did this, it was gonna break me. That's the story. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But I flipped the script and went and did this. Like,
yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many people like that. Like, even successful people still blaming their people. Like,
all the grudges.
Not understanding, like, everybody make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could, now, if these folks ain't touch you while you was a child or no shit like that, like, like, but different decisions, like I said, my dad went to jail, if I just blamed him, you weren't here to make me a man. Who? Mm-hmm. You going for nothing anyway. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas think like that.
They do.
Blame everything on
everybody,
you know what
else.
I'm saying? Even females, like, I was weak to this dude because I see the way you did my mother, or, hey, man, you finna carry that. You a fool.
Right.
Because I ain't thinking about that.
Right. Nah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like, you can't have something that's gonna break you up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta let that shit go.
That's how I think it'll be a lot of people's problem, because when you talk to anybody, like, they be saying you need therapy and all this and that, every time it be somebody else's fault.
Not the fault shit. Like, I don't be sitting around fault, but I think all of us got some type of baggage.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. It's clear in your heart, but you just know how to fight through it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to, if you take a problem to somebody, it's going to lead to somebody involved in somebody else instead of you just having a problem of your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are big facts.
You get what I'm saying? You're going to have it's going to be something else involving somebody else where shit, my wife be throwing me out, bro, that's why I can't. Or my kid, man, my son just got locked up, man, this shit got me sick.
Mm.
It's going to be something else instead of just saying, no, I'm being weak.
Mm.
I'm being weak. Like, how the fuck I'm going to let somebody else be my problem?
Mm. I think that's a soldier mentality, though. I think that certain people, if you go through certain shit, it's like, it can be the worst shit in the world, right? I'm going to have my moment to myself, like, yeah, but I'm going to keep pushing through it. We all would. Mm-hmm. Some people just ain't built like that. That's why they say people just built different. See what I'm saying? Some people can't take no adversity. One thing go wrong, everything shut down.
Man, everything falls apart,
That's why. Now, I know. Just like on Big Facts, bro. I don't know if people know what we do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, to me, my purpose, and we all talk about this with off camera, like, I feel like it's up to us to try to help people think of shit in a different way from the bottom. That's who killing each other, us.
Yep.
It ain't the people like when you hear on these other shows, you know what I'm saying, niggas. Like, even when we bring niggas in here, I ain't finna ask these niggas about no beef.
We ain't never did it.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Unless they want to talk about it. We'll talk about it, but
right.
I ain't trying to let no nigga leave here with no beef or in a fucked up mindset.
We said that day one before we started. Yeah, we said
energy
that
energy gotta be right, bro, because we trying to goddamn send off some positive
all the way,
shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In our way. Not on no goddamn positive, you trying to use these big words and all this shit that I don't know. I ain't finna try to do it.
Mm.
I'm just trying to tell the niggas situation that I've been through.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I've been through and shit that I see that I probably could have looked at it a different way, and I get how you're looking at it, but what if you look at it like this?
Mm-hmm.
If nigga had different ways of looking at that shit, bro, a lot of shit wouldn't be happening.
Lives would be saved.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, all a lot of shit wouldn't be
preventing
happening.
A lot of those problems.
Families would be saved. Lives would be saved if niggas just sat there and just thought about it a little different.
Like, get what you're going to do. You're going to think about it when it's too late. Like, man, I could have.
Yeah. Well, nah, it's a lot of people behind the wall thinking about it.
Nah, they don't say any situation or whatever. Even if you don't go to jail, just whatever, you just going to be like, man, I shouldn't even. Even you goddamn call your girl a bitch or whatever. Y'all been good for goddamn 2 months, and you just mad. Your pressure of your day, you just, bitch, shut up. Now that it's like, you really want to be like, oh, I'm sorry. But then you got to stand on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I got to stand on it. But in your mind, you think, I shouldn't even did that line, man.
Shit, yeah.
Real shit. You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying shit as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, change your whole shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the energy you put out is what it bring back to you, bro. And I get that shit now. I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't get that shit. Like, I'm gonna try to bring Baba on him, man. He be trying to act like he got to ask God, could he come on here? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm bringing him on, because them folks teach you that patience, bro. I've been praying for patience all my life, bro.
For sure.
Like, because I'm still one of them. Gotta get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
I tell you sick things at one time.
Right.
Scream. What you doing? Like, bro, I didn't even hear the first one.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Let's like, go back to number
shit,
one.
It just how that shit go. Like, they got to pray for what he really want and believe your prayer.
Mm-hmm. For sure, and then it'll manifest.
Turn our lives.
Yeah, like niggas be goddamn. I ain't talking about pray. You gonna hit the number and just goddamn like
right. Yeah, no, no, no. That ain't.
You know what I'm saying? Pray in to whoever you pray to and believe it.
Mm-hmm. Internalize it.
If you pray to God to keep you safe, believe you're gonna be safe that day. You're gonna be safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like no question.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
Straight up, if you goddamn pray and then you coming out, you timid, looking around, goddamn, you fuck around, get hit by a car. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, scatter. Like real shit, man.
Yo,
nah, that's the truth.
Big facts going big, man. So all you motherfuckers be calling all that goddamn. I fuck with your little podcast shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the price went up,
man,
bitch.
We going big, man. We got there. We even selling the biggest spot in the house there, man. Jay, what you want? Nah, for real. But get what though? See how I just said that?
Mm-hmm.
All bullshit aside.
Yeah, real
you
shit.
Can get some out of slick hate.
Yeah.
Y'all just slick hating on Jay. Like, you just,
real nigga shit, I already got two offers. Like, straight up.
But oh, wow. That,
yeah. Stop playing with me, for real.
Yeah.
Like, promote here. Nah, but fuck real yeah. shit. You got to see, even when a nigga try you with some sucker shit, like I said before, you got to see something in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get what you trying to say, bitch ass nigga, but you right.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
For
you
sure.
right. I don't even supposed to know you for you to be able to say that. So, fuck you. Instead of taking it the way a nigga take it.
Mm. For sure.
Absolutely, man. Words from Bank, you know what I'm saying? Bank, you be giving them therapy, man. You're a psychologist and you don't even know it.
For real?
You're changing lives, you don't even know it.
Nah, but get what though? Niggas ain't listening.
Nah, that's a but lot of people.
Hid.
For sure.
They hear, so.
A bro, lot of niggas like are brother. Listening though, for
just,
real.
Nah, I know some niggas. But that's just like my brother Nate. He went and did 13 years. Get what that nigga tell me? The roughest part of his 13 year, thinking to himself, bro told me that this was going to happen or something like this was going to happen from doing, the, you know what I'm
the
saying, moving
I
how
doing.
I was moving.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he said, because he grew, you know, they went to jail as kids. So growing up in now, it's a certain way you got to carry yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling him these same traits, even though I'm young too, with him, we growing up together. I'm telling him, bro, you can't be just doing that. And then you come back around, niggas, like it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to do that, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you be, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you're going to know that in prison. You can find with niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to know certain shit is how you treat men with respect. And to that, it's all the way that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't treat niggas on your mood. Dedicate, don't even come outside, bro. If you know you don't.
Yeah, facts.
If you know
facts.
You don't even.
Facts.
Bro, it's a lot of time, bro. I don't pick up who else because I know I ain't even in that. Ain't in that zone to talk. Ain't in the zone to pull up and do big facts. So what the fuck I'm finna eat? Nah, not that day. Cause it's gonna be some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I'm gonna put I can't let off no good energy if it ain't eating them.
Mm.
It's time to go back to sleep. Try to wake up again. You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
That's a bank answer. That's a great answer though. Sometimes you just gotta reset. That's
yeah,
the reset.
You gotta reset, bro. You gotta just cause if not, bro, you headed for destruction, no matter what kind it is.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't gotta be jail or death. It could be just self-destruction.
You can fuck up an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Self-destruction. Certain shit you can say out your mouth can harm a person forever.
I think people
somebody you
it.
Love because you was in a fucked up mind state.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You get what I'm saying? You could be on a real fucked up mind state, like woke up on some fucked shit and damage a person who just hold grudges, who can't take it like that. Like, really, fuck you. I know you love me, I know I love you, but you shouldn't have never said that. You get what I'm saying? Some people can be like, I know you ain't mean it. Some people be like, fuck that. You shouldn't have said that.
They holding on
and
to
y'all
it.
Still trying to be cool, both trying to be cool, but it's like, you know how you turn the magnets over, try to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we were a child, like, them bitches ain't finna go.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit crazy. That shit real shit though. Like you just I don't know. Like when no, it's just like when people
four likes.
my bad. I apologize.
I'm fucking with you.
I apologize. Like counters, whatever. But yeah, like he's saying, like when you know what I'm saying when you're in a fucked up mind frame or you're in a bad mood or whatever, and you say some shit that you don't mean to say, and somebody takes it the wrong way, like even though they love you or whatever. It's still some people that
hold on
can't
it.
Handle it and then hold on to it and it'll ruin the relationship forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that shit just be crazy.
That's been my whole shit in life, my temper, and trying to make sure I don't say some shit I regret.
Yeah, I have a big problem with that.
I've come a long motherfucking way, I ain't gonna lie.
I have a big problem with that because I've learned how to somewhat pretty much control my emotions. Mm-hmm. But when I get there, I take it there. Mm-hmm. Especially when I feel tried by somebody that I know has no business trying me. It just goes all the way left and it just turns into some other shit. And I'm also working on that, like getting better.
Oh, yeah, we all works in progress.
Yeah, what it is.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. www.bigfactspod.com. This week is up. You know what I'm saying?
It's up like fuck.
Up like fuck.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? www.bigfactspod.com. Of course, we salute to all the supporters. We know this is a little short episode. Y'all gonna be on our ass. It's too short. We want more bank. We want more.
No, it's
philosophy.
A big short episode, Scream. What we said it's about that little
big
word,
short.
Man.
Sorry. Big short. Big short episode. But look, anyway, y'all stay tuned. We got y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna let y'all down. We appreciate y'all. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
Salute.
Biggest.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.